What's up? My name's Alex.
And I'm Molly.
And today we're talking trash about zodiac signs. But disclaimer, if you're sensitive about these topics, just know that this is all just fun and games, and we're not exactly serious about this.
Yes, don't sue us. Alright, first up is Aries.
Okay, we're both Aries. And
sadly.
Unfortunately. It's just hard to be in the stereotype, but, like, most of us are just jocks, and we're rude and impatient.
Yeah, but, like, it's annoying.
It's annoying to be called that a lot, but it's still, like, why are we so hot-headed?
I know.
Can you not?
No.
But, I don't know. We're impatient, like, if someone makes us wait, we are furious.
You're not wrong.
But as soon as we make someone else wait for us, it's like, we take our sweet time, and it's great.
Yeah, basically.
You're not helping. You gotta get back.
Alright, next up is Taurus.
Alright. What do we have to say about Taurus?
I don't know. Possessive?
You just automatically go possessive.
Duh. And they're also stubborn, which is really nice, because who doesn't love a stubborn, possessive person in their life?
Right, that's kind of like, I never got along with Taurus.
Oh, same though. Like, whenever you try and make plans with them, or like change it in the slightest, it was like, nada, we're sticking to this, man.
Yeah, it's like, what? I used to have a Taurus friend, her name was Samantha. She's literally the stubbornest person ever. And then, like, a few years later, she became super fake. And I tried reconnecting.
No shade, no shade.
No shade, no tea.
Like, it's annoying, but, like, how slow they try and make decisions. Like, you have to give them at least an hour to make a yes or no answer.
Yeah, they're uncompromising.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Like...
Alright, I think we should, like, move on before we insult everyone.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, because they make too much sudden, they don't like sudden changes. Oh my god. Maybe we should start moving on, shouldn't we?
Alright.
Okay, that was Taurus. Alright, okay. Now we're on Gemini time. Okay.
They're basically, like, 5-year-olds.
Yeah, I noticed, like, they're not two-faced, that's for sure. Like, they're not mean, but it's, like, one minute they're just, like, mean and really just, like, bad. Okay. I don't know how to explain it. Like, jerks. Like,
yeah.
But then the next, they're, like, 5-year-olds.
They're, like, moody.
They're moody, and then the next thing you know, it's, like, they're 5-year-olds playing around with you, and you're, like, what just happened?
Yeah, they're, like, hard to read. They're, like, hard as a rock when it comes to their...
Another thing is they get nervous easily.
No kidding.
Like, for example, my brother... He's a nervous wreck sometimes. And when I get nervous because he's nervous, he gets mad at me for being nervous because he's nervous.
Trust me, I've had to do a group project with the Gemini once. They mess up on one thing and they just give up. Like, no offense, but that's really annoying.
Yeah, they're inconsistent.
Yeah.
And indecisive, and I'm just like, pick one already.
No kidding, they just have great mood swings.
Huh. I mean, they are the two.
No.
No way.
Alright, we're gonna move on now.
Yeah.
It's Cancer time.
Why are you gonna sound like that?
I don't know why you guys sound like that.
Well, you sound like you're stupid.
I am.
You're right.
Well, okay. I think I'm working with you.
You have a point. Okay, so cancers. Oh boy, that's a subject.
They're too clingy.
They are. I mean, it makes sense because they're crabs. Get it? Because they keep...
You need to get out.
Oh my god. They're really moody and pessimistic. Just me?
They need, like, an emotional support person.
I mean, I think a lot of people do. But they're, like, the worst of them all.
No kidding.
You know? They're very, like... They're manipulated, if you haven't noticed. Is it just me? And they're insecure, and I'm just like, oh no.
Yeah, they're also really emotional. Like,
Okay. Just like, all right, this is happening.
We love a sensitive sister.
I mean, it's okay to feel entitled to your emotions, but Cancers, they just bring it to a whole nother level.
They're like actors.
I mean, they're a crap. Pinch, pinch.
Ow.
Don't pinch me. You want me to pinch you again?
No.
Yes.
I'm good. Can we move on?
Ow. I'm a Cancer now.
Oh, boy.
Next up, Leo. Oh, God.
We got a whole rant.
We got a whole rant.
I have a friend that's a Leo, right? I love her to death and everything. Like, no shade.
She's great.
But she won't get out of the house to walk over to my house that's literally a street away, almost.
She literally got mad at me for taking Molly's phone and posting on her Snapchat.
It's alright.
I'm your favorite best friend.
Yeah.
She's great, but Leos, they're just very stubborn and self-centered and lazy and arrogant.
They're a bit, like, bossy at times, but, you know, if you're someone who likes that, then go ahead.
Go ahead. That's all you.
We love an impatient person. Like,
yeah, but it's like, we love her, don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
Just Leos, they're...
Leo's like the knockoff Aries of the zodiac.
Like, exactly. Like, no, Leos, you say they're like this proud lion, but then when you really find a Leo, they're the fat lion. Hear me roar while I sit on my butt.
You're so mean.
You're the one who brought it up.
Good point. All right, let's move on and pray that...
We don't... Wait, what's next anyway?
I don't know. Let's just pray that our friend doesn't watch this podcast.
She probably will.
Yeah, all right. Wish
us
luck.
We love you.
It's Virgo time.
Virgo season. Oh, I didn't realize we're recording. I didn't think we were recording. Okay.
It's fine. So, both of our wonderful mothers happen to be Virgos, so.
We love you, Mom. Mom's the.
Please don't smack us.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't ground us.
We love you guys. So start off.
Virgos are rare rewards. Just gonna say it like that. Or at least my mom's award.
Oh my god, same.
Just me? Okay.
They're way too much of a perfectionist.
Oh my god, yeah, my mom is like a clean freak.
Same here, but I am too, so.
Oh, well, yeah, no kidding. They're overly critical of self and others, like.
Oh boy, don't even get me started. She monitors me probably whenever I do homework, like.
My mom doesn't, like, look over my shoulder, but she'll purposely just come into my room to find something to get mad at me over
sometimes. Yeah, basically.
And then she'll be like, I love you, and I'm like, I love you too.
She, like, picks up a literal speck of dust off the floor. Clean this up.
Oh, my mom's not like that, but she's kind of similar. I had, like, 3 water bottles in my room just lying there, and she kind of got really mad at me, and she was like, never do this again, and I'm just like, okay.
All right, so in conclusion, Virgos, you guys kind of suck, but no shade.
Yeah, no shade, no tea. I love you.
We're gonna move on. All right, it's Libra time, and Alex here is kind of the expert, so let's let her talk.
So, I know a few Libras. For example, my grandmother's a Libra, one of my good friends at the school. They're a Libra, and let me just tell you, oh boy, do they carry grudges. I kid you not, my grandma will carry a grudge in a heartbeat. Doesn't matter how long it's been. Libras are just very indecisive, and they avoid confrontations. Like, my friend, if I do something wrong, she will not come up to me and tell me. She will hide it, and then I'll continue doing it, and then she'll get more mad at me. Not fun. Libras, please work. If you're a Libra and you do exactly these things, work on that. Work on trusting your friends, because it's just making it harder for your friends. But there's a lot of self-pity as a weakness for Libras, and I noticed that.
Yeah.
You're just in the background. Yeah.
Totally. I'm totally here. And
my grandma, for example, is also a clean freak. So I'm going to take that as Libras are both clean freaks. Okay, so in conclusion, Libra, I feel like you guys need to stop trying to avoid confrontations because it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You guys suck. the whole zodiac sign sucks, but love you, Grandma. Love you, friend. On to the next one.
It's Scorpio time now. Alex is taking a little break to get some water.
I'm now hydrated.
Okay, right. Scorpios.
Oh god, we're on Scorpios.
Alright, let's,
wait, Scorpios are water signs.
They are.
I expect them to be like fire or something.
Or like earth. Like
everyone keeps like predicting them or thinking like they're evil.
They're spicy.
They are spicy.
They're like really obsessive, like... Right. We get very, that you're like attached, very but
jealous.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh my god, do you know anyone who's a Scorpio?
Yes, my old friend is a Scorpio.
Oh my god, same old friend. We are not friends as much anymore, and we still check up on each other. But, oh god, she was the true ultimate Scorpio. Like, she was very distrusting. Like, these are just the bad points of her. She was secretive. She was violent, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But then again, I was pretty violent back in 6th grade.
If you're into, like, dominating people, like, ridiculously dominating people and controlling fun people, then,
Scorpios are for you.
Yeah.
We love the distrusting, jealous, secretive, and violent types.
I mean, who doesn't today?
You have a point. All zodiac signs have a little bit of distrust and jealousy, right?
Yeah, alright, we're gonna move on.
Yeah. Next up on the zodiac wheel is Sagittarius? Oh, yeah, don't.
I don't know.
Sagittarius, okay. What do we have to say about Sagittarius?
They're tacky.
They're tacky. Their honesty can sometimes be too brutal, which hurts others. A lesson on how to speak tactfully can help them a great deal.
All right,
yeah. Careless.
I've never met a Sagittarius. I really can't.
Oh, well, based on my, they're exactly like this. Oh my god, stop it.
I don't know. Anyways.
Anyway, they're superficial.
Hold up.
Hold up. They're overconfident. You know, the Sagittarius natives can be overconfident. They tend to believe that they can do no wrong, and thus actually end up making many mistakes.
Oopsies.
Yeah. And then they're inconsistent. Their interest in things can be short-lived and keeps...
So they're like 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, a teacher walked by.
It's fine.
I was just like, whoops.
Yeah, well, I don't know what else to say, so...
Yeah, because you never met a Sagittarius.
Okay, fine, moving on. Oh,
dummy.
Okay, Capricorn time.
Ow! She's abusive, I swear.
This is supposed to be a kid-friendly podcast.
All right, we need to get to Capricorn. Okay. Stubborn?
Superior. Like, is superior really a bad thing? I mean, it can be to some people, but...
Some people, yeah. Like, for me, it's kind of intimidating because I'm like a hermit.
Boss is superior.
You're superior. I'm just like, oh my god, leave me alone.
Ooh. Aloof.
Aloof?
Does that mean they're, like, insane?
I don't know.
They're off their rocker.
I don't think so, probably. I normally can cut piece these things together if you use it in a sentence. But when you
just
say
the pieces,
word.
Like Pisces, and I'm just like,
Yeah, I'm a Pisces now. They're pessimistic.
Apathetic.
Self-centered.
I think they're...
They say shy is a negative trait, but then I'm like...
I mean, like, it can be.
Oh, that means I have a negative trait. I'm shy. Oops. Whoops, didn't know. Self-centered, they're detached, and they're moody.
Newsflash, Capricorns are basic.
I never actually met a Capricorn.
Me neither.
Over these traits, I don't think I want to.
I probably have, but I don't I probably did, ask but I never people asked. Their zodiac signs.
Oh, you don't?
No.
And I, oop.
Visco girl.
I just dropped my hydro flask.
Okay, it's all time right. To leave. All right, take two.
Capricorn.
This is Aquarius.
Oh. Whoops.
the water bucket?
Yeah, the water bucket sign of the zodiac thing.
Yeah, all right.
Zodiac wheel of fortune.
The Greek / Roman water bucket.
I don't know. So.
Detached.
Yeah, definitely.
Your dad.
We want to talk
that's
about that.
Sad.
It's fine. It's fine.
Unpredictable.
Ridiculously stubborn.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's right here. Unpredictable. It is very difficult to predict what the Aquarius born will do next. They dislike monotony and will never follow a fixed behavioral pattern.
We love that.
Is it true?
Duh.
You're just like, duh. Stubborn. Yeah, you already said that. Aloof. These people tend to cut themselves off from others whenever they wish.
You have been cut off.
You have been canceled. And they are extremists. They seem... Yeah, there seems to be no middle path for the Aquarius-born people. It is always all or nothing for them.
All right, well...
Well...
That seems close enough.
It does. Wow.
All right, on to the very last.
I would hate for that to be my dad. Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, it's time to speed run the last one. All right, Pisces.
We're on Pisces.
Fishy. Slimy fishy. Fish. Slimy fish. Fish.
Fishy fish fish.
I don't like fish.
You don't?
No, I only...
Good, because neither do I.
The only kind of, like, fish I'll eat is salmon.
Oh, no, I don't eat fish whatsoever. Like, I don't eat seafood.
I once ate a goldfish.
What?
Joking.
I like we're talking about Pisces, but yet we're talking about seafood. Okay. They are weak-willed.
Oh, yeah.
They get hurt, and they get hurt very easily. Even with all the talent and resources they process, their low self-esteem becomes a
hindrance
in their path. Oversensitive. I know a Pisces.
Oh, yes.
She's definitely oversensitive. This I love her. She's one of a good friends of mine, but she's a little oversensitive.
Yeah.
The fish tends to make a mountain out of a molehill.
We should just call them the fish now.
The fish sign. They're lazy. Mm-hmm. The fish can be very lazy about things that don't matter to them.
And pessimistic. If things don't turn out as per their expectations. The fish can only use the motivation to carry on.
Oh yeah, they're really stubborn. Or at least the one I'm thinking of is.
Oh yeah, like, mine is too.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, we should go up to him and be like, "What's up, fish?"
We're gonna start calling all the Pisces signs fish.
Wait, what would Aries be though? He goes silent for a second.
I'm just like, hey.
The angry people.
The angry people. Yeah.
Alright, this is getting a little
I like
the
that.
The segment's too long. We gotta.
Alright, well, this is the last sign,
oh,
so,
it is?
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Then we could just ramble on then.
So, okay, you are aware this is still recording.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways,
Well, I mean, all in all, the zodiac sign is imperfect, but we all have our perfections. We just didn't go over them today.
Insert some very inspirational quote right about now.
Be yourself.
Be kind.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Be creative. Be yourself. We're not good at these type of things.
No, we really aren't.
We're too pessimistic for our own good.
Alright,
Well, we need to at least, like, get our 15-minute club, so we should probably just ramble on about these over that time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is basically our,
what we don't like about zodiac signs.
Yeah.
But don't, just remember, we love all zodiac signs. This is just talking about the things that we don't like.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we were bagging on ourselves, too. So if you feel like we were attacking you, we're not. There's plenty of videos on YouTube talking about these type of things.
I bet.
I watched this one YouTuber, and he did it, and I, like, got so kind of offended when he mentioned the Aries, and I was like, nah, he's kind of true. Right though.
Yeah. All right, well, bye now, I guess.
Bye.
See you on the next episode if we ever release one.
If we ever do.
Yeah. Alex.
Molly. They're just stuttering.